to the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM, Canada's only campus produced radio show that strictly talks hockey. We want to hear from you today. It's Pledgerama!
Tis the big day.
But if you want to talk to us, I guess, say 204-269-8636. That's 204-269-UMFM.
You know what?
UMFM.
I'm going to put it down right now. Call the pledge number before calling us.
If you want to pledge, for sure. You want to pledge. That's the thing.
That's the big thing is pledging.
So the pledge number, if you want to pledge, is 204-474-6610.
Speaking of pledging, we got lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. Basically, if you pledge during our show today, you're going home with something.
There's nothing wrong.
We warned you about this last week.
You did.
It's happening today.
You did.
But you're going to go home with something. Let's fade out ahead of the herd. As we get that out of there, and then we get ourselves set up for a little fun. That's Head of the Herd, Ain't My Day. Good tune to kick off with.
Jammy.
It was a little jammy. I like it. Good Canadian band, though, Head of the Herd. Again, Pledgerama, looking for some cashola to get ourselves up and running with a brand new antenna.
Yeah.
Here at UMFM.
Put it high in the sky.
Yeah, we will certainly be able to reach, well, not far corners of the land, but at least, you know, a few corners in Winnipeg.
You know what? The thing, the UMFM doesn't really reach out to where I live. My wife has to try to listen to it on the phone, and it doesn't work very well.
So, oh, okay.
So out there, it doesn't work. So hopefully this new antenna reaches farther south.
Won't increase the power.
No.
Apparently, I've been told that by GM Jared. But at the same time, though, if you live west, on a clear day, going west, because I travel sometimes for work. Clear day going west, I can get UMFM right up to Ely.
So we just got to do these shows on clear days.
Pretty much, yeah. No clouds, get out of the way, move all the big buildings out of the way, and we'll be fine.
Makes sense.
So it'll be all right, though.
Yeah.
But again, if you're looking to pledge, make sure you get in. There's a couple different options for you to pledge. First off, as Beans was repeating the number there, you can do it over the phone at 204-474-6610. We have many people, many operators standing by. I think there's one.
Someone.
Two.
Do we have a hold message?
I don't think we do.
No.
But if you legitimately phone and it keeps ringing, just call us on our line.
Yeah.
269-866.
Talk to us. We'll talk to you for a bit, and then we'll send you off to...
Yeah, we'll kick you over to somebody else if that's the case.
Yeah.
The other way you can pledge, though, some easy ways. If you got home and you're like, I don't want to... Phoning, I'm done for the day.
Don't want to talk to people.
Do it online.
Yeah.
UMFM.com/donate. UMFM.com/donate. Or get us to call you.
Yeah.
You can do that by sending us an email at pledge@umfm.com. Pledge@umfm.com.
Yeah. There's this new thing called the internet, and you can use it.
The interwebs?
The interwebs. Webs of interest.
Of course, if you're out and bustling about and getting things done tonight, stop by. We would love to meet our listeners and the great listeners of this station. So I would love to meet a few people if they want to come in.
Give you a tour. Show you the digs here.
We'd show you around a little bit.
Yeah.
Show you around. Give you options.
Yeah.
See. Again, pledging amounts. You can pledge whatever amount you prefer, whatever amount you can afford, whatever amount you like. There are some incentive levels, though, specific levels where things get added, things get taken away based upon your different levels. The levels that you want to keep an eye on, $25 is your minimum for getting some cool Pledgerama incentives. They go up to $50, $75, $101.50, $150, and $250. Now, what you can get in those, we're not going to go through all that. That's just a lot of stuff because there's a lot of other stuff we need to talk about here.
Yeah.
So things that you can receive from UMFM, if you want to see them, go to umfm.com/incentives. You can see all the incentives there in terms of different pictures of what you got. UMFM buttons, the enamel buttons are back. We got some stickers. We got some guitar picks. If you're a musician or you're an aspiring musician or even if you're just plucking the strings.
To collect them?
Well, yeah, that could be possible too. I was going to say plucking the strings around a bonfire.
Your teeth.
I don't know if that might not.
It might work.
I mean, it might work, I don't know if I really want to put that in my mouth. But UMFM magnets. We got some cool magnets. There's a few stick kicking around the I'm not sure how much we've taken out of the prize packages there, but there's a few magnets floating around the office here. From there, you can get a UMFM travel mug. The new travel mugs are awesome. They come with their own silicone straw.
Comes with a saw.
You can have a straw, if we can find a saw, maybe I'll throw one in with you
next year. UMFM saw.
We'll see what we can do. That might be a good way to get people into it.
You get the trades in.
Yeah.
These handymen.
People might... I don't know if you really need a saw, though, but...
Oh, yeah.
And do you use this often
all the
at work?
Time.
Really?
All the time.
Wow. It's there amazing. You go. So yeah. There we go. We'll get you a saw next year. Of course, the UFM Pledge T-shirt is one of the other things you can get. The 2019 shirt, designed by local artist Alex Plant, with the great old-style radio on the front. Always a good-looking T-shirt there. The UMFM toque, good pickup there. I know seen a couple of people walking around with them already. So
I saw it being repped in Iceland.
Yeah,
well.
In Iceland, yeah, on the old Facebook setup there.
Yeah,
so.
I think a teacher from UMFM, a professor on campus here, was out in Iceland and was repping it.
That is true. There was a good picture of that over in the on the old Facebook, the UMFM Facebook page. Mm-hmm. From there, we can also look at getting you some UMFM coffee. Mm-hmm. Now, last year we offered the hot sauce, the blueberry hot sauce. Went over pretty well. People were pretty happy with it. This year, though, we're going for something a little bit more that we know probably a lot of people are needing in the morning.
Yeah.
That's the coffee, which is a limited edition special roast made for us by our friends at Interstellar Coffee Company. So thank you to them for joining in with the opportunity to get some cool stuff going.
For sure.
So we get the bag of coffee there. And of course, the UMFM hoodie is always an option as well. If you're going to pledge enough money to get one of the hoodies, comes with the Alex Plant design on the front as well.
It's a perfect season to be wearing hoodies. So.
It's going to get colder from what they said over the next couple of days.
Yeah, so.
Halloween, a high of 1.
Yeah, that's...
Nighttime, -2.
You know what?
Bundle the kids up, folks.
It makes sense. Every time I take the kids out, I'm usually freezing
there,
cold.
There you go. That's usually what happens, yeah. So... So there's different pledge stuff, different incentives you can get. Now, here's why it's important, because there's all sorts of bonus stuff that you can get. Beans, you got the bonus schedule in front of you there. You want to run through that quickly?
So we got, at $75, so, you know, not a ton of money.
Okay, so hold on. So if you pledge $75, yeah. This is what you get just from UMFM alone. You get the buttons, the stickers, the guitar picks, a magnet, and a t-shirt.
So then everyone who donates that $75 will... at this level or above, gets an entry into a draw for a daily half pints prize pack, and also into the grand prize draw for a private brewery tour and tasting for you and up to 20 friends, after which you'll leave with a gift certificate good for a keg of your choice.
I don't even know if I have 20 friends.
I don't.
Come with me.
But you know what? You just go.
But
up
if
the
you
street.
Mention beer and free beer, people, I guarantee you got 30, 40 people already come with you.
Like, you know, you see all the picket signs out for, you know, the big election we had the other day, and you just put a sign up and say, Beer.
Free beer.
People are going to come. Guaranteed.
Which is awesome. That's obviously a good incentive, especially if you go home with that keg. That keg is fantastic as well from Half Pint. So can't thank them enough for joining
How
in on the
fun. How
much
is in a keg?
Fun.
I've never actually had a keg, so.
You know what? That's actually a good question.
Like how... I'm sure GM Jared knows this answer.
He's got one under his desk, so.
Looks like a keg man. Hey, and if you know how much is in a keg, let us know.
According to this, a keg, if a standard, everyday, regular size keg, if it's the metal ones with the little handles at the top, it has 15.5 gallons of beer in it. That means you can get 165 12-ounce beers from it.
Yeah. You're going to need...
So divided by 20, that's like 8 beers a person.
Yeah, you're going to need those 20 friends.
You're probably going to need a taxi driver, too.
Well, just maybe you can... Have everyone sleep over. Have a sleepover, too.
There you go. That works, yeah. So that's the first one. You get the Half Pints prize pack, which comes with like an ice bucket and a t-shirt or something or whatever, and a glass from Half Pints. It's pretty cool.
Yep.
What other chances do you have to win something there, Beans? Extra prizes.
So at $101.50.
So you'll get the normal stuff from UMFM, which includes the buttons, the stickers, guitar picks, a magnet, a travel mug, the coffee, and your choice of either a t-shirt or a toque. That's just from UMFM, so pretty good deal already.
And it gets an entry into a draw for one of 3 weekend passes to the 2020 Real Love Summerfest, taking place July 27th through the 28th in Toulon, Manitoba. The great town of Toulon. Love Toulon. It's perfect.
That, ironically, I looked this, I don't know who closed all the windows I had up here, because this was kind of important stuff.
I think I've only been to Toulon once, by the way. Hype in Toulon.
Toulon's good setup, nothing wrong with that. That Real Love Summerfest last year happened July 26th, 28th in Toulon. To give you an idea, here are some of the bands that were there. Begonia was there.
Huge. Begonia's been so big lately.
Oh.
She had one show. I think she added 3 more shows because she kept selling them out. So,
Begonia was there last year. Molly Birch was there last year. Who else was there? Jaywood was there. Great local band. PC Cherry, Odd Outfit. There was a whole pile of fantastic.
It's basically
bands.
local bands. Yeah. But I mean,
there are some big. There are some big name headliners there.
Yeah,
McKinley
for sure.
Dixon, Drug Dealer, Remo Drive, Blessed. You know, there's some pretty decent names there. So.
Just to let you know, Drug Dealer is a band.
It's a band. Yes. Don't. We're not
things like that. I'm sure don't happen at
there
that
wasn't,
festival.
There wasn't anything like that there. Yeah. Come on, people. Come
sorry.
On.
So and to continue on to that, you also get. One plus one lucky winner will win a pass to both the 2020 Real Love Summerfest and the 2020 Rainbow Trout Music Festival, complete with camping.
So the Rainbow Trout Music Fest, because it's not listed on that prize sheet that you have there, Beans, happens in St. Malo, Manitoba.
St. Malo, the great. Played junior hockey in St. Malo.
Yeah, good time down there, yeah.
I loved St. Malo.
Good time.
Great.
Good
yeah.
time. Good, good.
Some of the best memories.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Best memories. Yeah. Lineup last year included, and again, these are just some of the bands that went. Jaywood went there as well, so another good local band, or the same local band heading down there. Juniper Bush was there, but here are some of the bigger ones. Apollo Suns played there. Royal Canoe played there.
Big band.
The big band, in terms of that was the headliner on Saturday night for them. Smokey Tiger's in there. Rob Nags has been in there in terms of stuff that's going on. A lot of good local bands as well, but usually one bigger band that goes in there as well.
Yeah.
The advance weekend passes, if you're buying them in advance, remember, in advance, the advance weekend passes with camping are already $100.
Yeah. So
if you're pledging $101.50, you're basically getting this prize for free.
You're paying
for that. You're making money off this pledge.
Yes.
Which isn't bad.
You're making money off us by donating to us.
To give you an idea, the weekend pass with no camping alone, it's $75.
Wow. Yeah. But this is only one lucky winner gets it. So.
But still, you're getting not only the Rainbow, or excuse me, the Real Love 2019 or the 2020 passes. You're getting basically a free $75 or free $100 pass with the camping already included to a second music festival here in Manitoba. Nobody. I'm saying this right now. Nobody on Winnipeg Radio gives away as much as UMFM does.
No. Never.
I mean, they maybe over the course of an entire year. Yeah. We're talking in 1 week. We are literally emptying out the prize vault.
We are loading you up.
So that's also a good thing there in terms of getting that. What else do you got? Oh, you know what? I didn't go over. What are the golden ticket locations, Beans? Because people who don't understand the golden ticket, you can get into almost every single concert, at or event at these venues for nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they'll get you in. I mean, some of the headliners, some of the bigger concerts, some of the bigger events might be excluded on there because, again, there could be different marketing teams and stuff like that or
someone
whatever.
Someone else is right. doing it, yeah.
Which is fine, but for the most part, you'll get into every single event at one of these following eight venues. Beans, what are those eight venues?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's at $150, right, that you get entry into it. So at $150, you get the Park, the West End, the Pyramid, the Goodwill, the Handsome Daughter, the Garrick, Jazz Winnipeg, and the Winnipeg Folk Fest.
So not only do you get all the incentives from UMFM, button stickers, guitar picks, magnet, travel mug, coffee, pledge t-shirt, toque, and again, the entry into the golden ticket, you are possibly going to win free entry into one of those venues for the entire year.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're making money off that donation.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and I know, like, I follow Winnipeg Folk Fest on, and the shows that they put on, incredible. They put on tons of incredible shows.
Yeah, they do all sorts of good stuff.
I mean, it's amazing. So.
And if you go $250, it's three times the entries into that golden ticket. You get three entries into the draws for that. Yep. So that's exactly what you want to get
so
there.
So you could win more than one time because they're giving away seven golden tickets?
Eight golden tickets this year. Yeah, there's eight different places. So a chance to win eight additional times. But we're not done there.
Oh, not done.
Because we are on Guaranteed Ticket Thursday today.
Guaranteed.
Which means that if you donate $101.50 or more on today's date, that goes from 6 a.m. during the morning show, which I was on this morning, right through to midnight tonight, that entire span of time. Anyone who donates $101.50 or more on this Thursday only, tonight, whatever, is entered into these multiple draws. Now, are you ready for this?
You tell me. I'm ready.
We're going to do this chronologically, Bean, so you can get your calendar out and start marking down where you're going to go and what you're going to do. Starting with two sets of two tickets. So we're going to give two draws for this. Two sets of two tickets to see the Winnipeg Ice versus the Lethbridge Hurricanes on Wednesday, October 30th at Wayne Fleming Arena. In case you don't understand, that's next Wednesday.
It's soon.
We also have one set of two tickets to give away to the Jay and Dan podcast recording on Saturday, November 2nd at the Garrick Theater.
I believe that is sold out.
It is sold out.
Yes.
There is more to come on that, too. We'll talk about that in a second. So we'll give away one set of two tickets to the Jay and Dan podcast recording at the Garrick Theater on Saturday, November 2nd. We'll also give away two sets, or also do draws for two sets of two tickets to see Ariel Posen in concert on Wednesday, November 6th at the West End Cultural Center. Ariel, we had on earlier today.
Yeah, you interviewed him.
Yeah, it was a great interview. We had a good chat with him in terms of his upcoming tour, some of his upcoming work that he's doing, some of the project stuff that he's working on. Just a fantastic setup. Again, if you're not aware of who Ariel Posen is, he's a fantastic local musician in terms of getting himself set and ready to go out on tour here. This is what his music sounds like if you're interested. Pushing and pulling. So that's Ariel Posen off his new record.
Kind of got a John Mayer type of feel to him.
A little bit. He's got a little more rock. There's a few more rock songs in there in terms of the way it goes, but his ballads are fairly got a good setup. He plays a slide guitar. He's fantastic at it. Yeah, so good to see Ariel Posen in there in terms of getting that going. So we'll give away two sets of two tickets to go see Ariel Posen on Wednesday, November 6th. We'll also give away one set of two tickets to go see the East Pointers in concert on Saturday, November 9th at the Westin Cultural Center. We will also give away two sets of two tickets to see Concert for Socks with Attica Riots, Eflo, VC, and LOX on Friday, November 15th at the Westin Cultural Center.
Nice.
This is a big one. I don't think people realize what the Concert for Socks is. Like, if you're looking at the event calendar, you're probably like, what do I care about
it
this?
It sounds like it's a good thing.
It's not only a good thing, it's actually really awesome. So what the Concert for Socks is, and it's something that UMFM believes in as well. Concert for Socks aims to encourage support and awareness for homelessness and addictions through song, story, and art. Everyone who's going to this concert will give you the tickets. All you need to do is bring the clean new pair of socks to the concert. They're collecting socks for One Just City, which supports three drop-in community centers in Winnipeg's core neighborhood, West Broadway, the West End, and Osborne Village. Each of their drop-in sites allow those living with addictions, or those without a place to call home, or those shunned by others based upon race or income or sexual orientation, to drop in and stay and be in a safe place, which is awesome. Like, that's so cool for them to do. So to get Attica Riots in there, to get Eflo and VC and LOX all coming together to get in there, huge, huge concert that's going to happen on November 15th, and that'll go at the West End Cultural Center as well. Again, if you're not aware of who some of these bands are, I do have a clip from Attica Riot somewhere in here, somewhere on my list of places to play here. Here we go. Got Attica Riots here. This is a song called No Hands by them. Good song, too. Just rocks a little bit. So there'll be a party there at the West End Cultural Center that night with Attica Riots in town. And certainly that's a good setup there in terms of seeing Attica Riots. You know what? We're still not done.
No.
Still got more tickets to give
away.
We have one set of two tickets to see Close Talker in concert on Saturday, November 30th at the Goodwill Social Club. Again, another good setup there. Here's where things get a little more crazy now, because we got lots of tickets to give away. Two sets of two tickets to the Winnipeg Ice versus their arch rivals in the Brandon Wheat Kings on Saturday, December 17th. Tuesday, December 17th at Wayne Fleming Arena. Two sets of two tickets to see the Ice and their arch rival, the Wheat Kings, from down the highway.
Down the highway.
We also have two sets of two tickets to give away between the Winnipeg Ice and the Brandon Wheat Kings on Saturday, December 28th, which is what I was trying to say just a second ago, at Wayne Fleming Arena. Here's the catch on this one, though. It's Frozen in Time Retro Night presented by Tim Hortons, where fans are encouraged to wear retro clothing to the game, just like they're frozen in time. So break out the leisure suits, kids.
Doesn't matter from what time.
Break out the leisure suits. Frozen in time.
Nice.
That'll be awesome to go to that. Are we done yet? No, we're not. We still have more to give away.
Of course not.
One set of two tickets to see the Winnipeg Ice versus the Red Deer Rebels on Saturday, January 11th at Wayne Fleming Arena on Peyton Krebs bobblehead night. Vegas Golden Knights first round pick, Peyton Krebs. It'll be bobblehead night at the Flem that night.
Everybody likes a good old bobblehead.
Nobody says no to a bobblehead.
No.
And finally, we have one set of two season passes for the Manitoba Bisons. Will get you into any sport played during this school year, including men's and women's basketball, men's and women's volleyball, men's and women's hockey. I went and saw the men's volleyball team play last week on Friday against the University of Jamestown Jimmies from North Dakota. well-oiled machine. Yeah. They are looking like they are going to be a good team this year.
Yeah, University of Manitoba always puts out a good volleyball.
Garth Pischke's got a great setup there in terms of the men's team for sure. So volleyball could be a big year for Manitoba. The women's volleyball team went out and won a bunch of preseason tournaments as well. They're looking like they're going to be sharp this year. So if you're interested in seeing some good volleyball action, and by all means, like this is like, I mean, you see it on, you know, on TV during the Olympics, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's what it was like watching them last Friday. There were great rallies. There were all sorts of attacks all over the place. Like, these guys are going hard this year, and it's nice to see that.
Yeah,
so.
And I played volleyball in high school, and that's probably the most fun I've ever had playing a sport. It's just so much intense action and fast movement. It's tons of fun.
All sorts of stuff going on. But we're still not done giving you stuff.
Still not done.
Like, folks, like, right now, we are going to, it's literally, we're, like, loading you up, like.
It's insane.
Like, you know that scene, and I was thinking about this earlier. You know that scene in The Running Man where they just keep giving the prizes to the people? The old Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where they just keep piling on the prizes and they're holding, like, armfuls of gifts and stuff. That's what it feels like right now. We're giving everybody a ton of stuff. So here's what we got going on tonight on this very show. If you pledge $75 or more, you're already entered into a draw for one of three Bison Sports prize packs consisting of a Hockey Canada toque, a Bison's t-shirt, and a Bison's water bottle.
Nice.
So we'll add in some more swag from Bison Sports.
Swag bag.
For any pledge that you do at 101.5 or $101.50, you're also entered into, you'll get all the $75 entries as well, mm-hmm. but you're also entered into a draw for one of two additional sets of two tickets to go and see the Jay and Dan podcast recording live at the Garrick Theater on November 2nd, 2019.
Wow.
We will up that information. Oh, GM Jared's changing numbers out there. Looks like things are moving.
And tickets to Jay and Dan, I don't think they're that cheap, too. So, I mean.
Last I checked, they weren't, which is awesome that we've sold it out already. I'm just going to look up the.
So for us to be giving them away at that price range, I think you're, again. We are paying you.
You're literally making money off.
We are paying you to go.
Like, I hate to tell you this, folks, but you're basically like, we work for you now.
Yeah, you own us.
I mean, you don't own us.
Pretty much own our souls.
So tickets range on the Jay and Dan podcast between $29.50 per ticket to $125 per ticket. We're not going to give you the back row where we can't see anything. That's not really what we want to do. But in terms of getting in there, though, like, even if you don't, you're talking about $60 worth of tickets anyway.
Yeah, and then you get all your swag.
All the swag. Plus, you get entered in all the other draws. Plus, you get all the other opportunities for Guaranteed Ticket Thursday.
You get like, to concert festivals.
Your entire 2019, 2020, right up to the end of summer, it could be planned for you already.
You are booked. Cancel any plans you had, because...
No, there's no point in even trying to make plans now, because you're already booked.
You're booked.
Yeah.
You're booked.
Like, just...
Canceled. That wedding you were going to have, canceled.
You know what?
You're busy.
It's nice that you're getting married, but you got other things to do.
That kid coming, push it back. Push it back.
Vacation? We're not taking it this year. Why? We got tickets to everything.
Kids Disneyland? No, not this year.
Tickets to everything, folks. So again, we are loading up in terms of getting you all the stuff or whatever. And again, the Guaranteed Ticket Thursday will run until midnight tonight. So if you want to pledge to a different show and not to our show, we understand. It's not a big deal. We still want the money. We still need the money.
We might be a little hurt, but
I'm not so hurt as much as I am just, you know, as much as I am just wanting to see us push through that ceiling, get to that $36,000, get us that brand new antenna.
I would like to see us get $36,000 today.
According to what Jared just wrote on the board out there, we're at $33,699.
Very good.
$699. Who cheaped out on the dollar on us? Come on now.
Well, they didn't know it was at 64.67.
I know. I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. It's all right.
They don't
know. Anyway, we are legitimately... $2,300 away from, and you know what? I'm going to say this right now. I made a earlier on the morning show when I was doing it this morning. I said, you know what? I want to see everybody. I want to see Winnipeg break through on the Crete and Rob morning show tomorrow. Crete and Rob does a fantastic rock show in the morning, punk show, you know, sort of all this craziness, adult contemporary as he calls it. But Crete and Rob, fantastic guy. I said, you know what? It's probably going to be another year where Crete and Rob gets to break through. I think we can do that tonight.
I think so, too. We're not far away.
We got Skippy coming up on Free Range Radio. We got Terry on Venus Envy. We got Penny Lane on Punks and Parka. And we got James still to come up on Ultrasonic...
$2,300.
Ultrasonic film. Yeah, well,
it's nothing.
I mean, legitimately. I mean, if everybody brought in, you know, $600, that puts us over.
Exactly.
And I'm not saying that everybody's going to do that. No. I, again, I'm to each their own. But, I mean, again, you average it out, $600 for the next four shows. We can do that.
For sure. That's not
we
hard.
Can do that. $36,000 tonight, folks.
It's not hard.
And then everything's gravy tomorrow, which is awesome.
Gravy. It's pretty much a wash tomorrow.
So if
whatever happens, happens.
Exactly. If you want free, well, not free gear, I guess, but if you want in exchange for your pledge some gear, definitely pledge and get one of the incentive levels. But if you want to get even more gear, pledge now. Pledge to the hockey show. Pledge over this evening. You can get one of the guaranteed ticket giveaways. We got lots and lots of stuff to give away. Lots of stuff.
And if you don't want any swag, you can take the tax.
But if you even if you take the tax incentive, you don't get the UMFM swag, but you're still entered for all the tickets.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. You're still entered in all the draws.
Yeah. So if you don't want swag, you don't need to get the swag.
And again,
but you get all that other stuff.
Good for those of you who can donate and maybe want the tax receipt to help them out during tax season. Like, we get that. Like, it's totally understandable.
Yeah, for sure.
But we're still going to send you to concerts and to events if we can.
Yeah. We want this for you.
It's going to be a good time. Yeah. And again, all the stuff that we brought on board, the Ariel Pose and the East Pointers, the concert for Sox, all of that stuff, we can't say thanks enough to our partners at the West End Cultural Center, to the Goodwill Social Club, to all the different places, the Garrick Theater, who have come through done some great work in terms of allowing us to get a few people to those events. So thank you to those guys as well for being great partners with us here at UMFM, and we're happy to promote their concerts, their events, everything that's going on at those venues for sure.
Awesome.
Awesome. What do you say? Take a 17-second break for the legal ID and then come back and...
I could use some 17 seconds.
Maybe talk a little hockey at some point.
We'll see.
All right, 17 seconds, folks. We'll be back in about 20. Hold tight. We'll be back here on the Hockey Show on 101.5 UMFM.
Good evening. This is the Winnipeg neighborhood Elmwood, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
GM Jared has infiltrated the studio. You're going to hear the... Oh, he was going to try and deafen Beans with a...
Are you just trying to harm,
with a rattle?
Harm me?
With a rattle? There's the sound for the update, the donation notification.
Donation notification.
It's a good setup. Donation notification.
What do we... Is it just... Yeah, I think it's still the same.
Oh, yeah, we haven't moved from the $6.99 yet, but I may throw a loony.
What are you, peeking out the window?
Wow, we got it.
It's right there. I can see it, so.
Pledge around the funds next year, we're going to put a blind on this window.
Nobody.
So that I can make my entrance.
Your entrance already is pretty loud with the shaker.
Just wants to feel important.
GM Jared is trying to GM Jared is trying to hijack his ego, this entire Pledgerama for his ego now, folks. Come on now. I'm just kidding, Jared. Why, where are you going?
Ego-rama.
As he leaves shaking his head. This is what happens,
disappointment.
Folks. I'm pretty sure we'll have the notification in our mailbox today that our show's been canceled.
We think that's going to happen every day.
Well, I mean, it does pretty much happen every day, but that's all right. Let's get into the madness. Again, if you're gonna pledge tonight, umfm.com/donate, umfm.com/donate, or give us a call, 204-474-6610. You'll be eligible for all those prizes we just went over in the first half hour. If you missed that information, you can still pledge later on tonight to our show. You don't have to do it right now. If you're going to get home, or you're out working still, or you're in the car going, oh, I'm going to miss the show. I'm gonna
miss
it.
I can't
don't
call
worry.
The car.
You can call us later. You can still pledge to our show. It's totally fine. So
just tell whoever you're pledging to on the phone or that you're pledged to the hockey show.
I want those tickets. Pledge me to the hockey show.
Yeah.
That'll be good. So again, we'll get into the craziness because the Winnipeg Jets beat the league-leading Edmonton Oilers in a rather impressive game where...
A defensive battle.
Well, I was going to say they kind of got lucky in that Edmonton in overtime couldn't seem to get the puck to settle down. Edmonton in the third period couldn't seem to find a way through Connor Hellebuck. No. But 2 points is 2 points. And then they come back and absolutely stink the joint out with a bad third period goal against one of the worst teams in LA. I want to know what you expect from them going to Mosaic Stadium on Saturday against the Calgary Flames, who have also struggled, yet it seems like the Jets played down to their opponents.
Very much like if the Bombers were going to Mosaic Stadium, I don't know what's going to happen because it's night and day with the team that shows up one day and shows up the next day. It's interesting. It's there's no consistency. People have been calling for Paul Maurice's head already. I don't think it's a system thing. I think it's the execution of the system by these players that's not working very well.
See, I'd like to believe that.
You'd like to believe it. Just believe it.
I'd like to believe that the execution of the system is partly to blame.
Yeah.
And it might be. But should you really be running an NHL system with AHL players in your lineup?
Well, that's the thing.
And the question becomes that because not only do we have AHL players in the lineup, Carl Dahlstrom is questionable as being an NHLer. Obviously, Anthony Boteto he played in the AHL a little bit for a number of games last year.
Most are defensive core.
They just went out and picked up Lucas Pisa from Anaheim, who was not playing in the NHL. I mean, he was sitting in the press box watching.
Just throw up that depth.
The thing that kills me about this is that you hear Paul Maurice talk about how these guys are good in the room. And I don't care about guys being good in the room anymore. Like, they had the Hendricks problem where Hendricks got played all the time and he was awful.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, hardworking guy, just not a hardworking guy for the NHL.
Yeah,
he's in the wrong league.
Can't
right.
keep up. Yeah.
You see that with Mark Letestu now. You see that with Gabriel Bork now.
Yeah.
You see that with you might be able to lump a Mason Appleton in there. He hasn't really played that well this season.
Not a lot of experience there.
No, but I mean, again, maybe he needs a little bit more time down on the farm in terms of getting things going. But you look at this team having, I'm going to say, of the 23 players on the roster, 7 to 8 maybe AHL players, legitimate AHL players on their roster. Is it specifically time to stop saying it's the system and maybe go, nah, it's the players. And the guy who's bringing in the players really needs to maybe look at his job closely. Because if I'm Kevin Cheveldayoff right now, this team is A, not good enough to get out of this division, B, is not good enough to make the playoffs, and probably the most damning, maybe too good to get the first overall pick.
Yeah, they'll finish kind of...
They'll finish mid-round again.
Mid-round, yeah.
And you'll end up with like an 8th overall pick. And you'll get somebody good.
But not
a game changer.
Yeah.
Not a franchise-changing player.
Yeah, and I mean, and we've seen lately that Jets in the past have had great depth. They've had tons of depth. They've been able to implement players in when there's injuries to fill in these gaps. Now they don't have that. They don't have that anywhere.
Well, Sammy Niku is hurt on Manitoba. Logan Stanley's injured on Manitoba.
Yeah.
So they're missing two defensemen there. And again, that's why they went out and got Spezza. But I look at the guys they have on the farm, the Cameron Schillings, those kinds of guys, and I just go, you talked about draft and developing. You talked about this for so long. And again, there is zero development happening on the Moose side because we have nobody down there now.
Yeah, like who have we had that's been drafted and developed through the farm?
If you're talking about a guy who, if you're specifically going to make a development case as being a year or more down on the Manitoba Moose roster, Josh Morrissey would be your only player at this point. Mason Appleton is up with the team. He's not playing, but he's up with the team. Jack Roslovic, you can make the case for as. I thought that third line, the Roslovic, Lowry, Kopp line, was the best line in the game the other night against the LA Kings.
Yeah.
Like, they pinned them in the zone. They held them in for a long period of time. They recovered the puck in their own zone. Defensively, they were good.
Yeah.
But you really look at this squad and you go, over 8 years, we've developed two players.
Yeah. And maybe now that's something that has to be looked at is the development process, the AHL. What's happening there is maybe Pascal Vincent isn't the man
do
the job down there.
I don't blame Pascal Vincent for what's going on either. Again, I am putting this squarely on the guy that's in charge of the entire blueprint, and that's Kevin Cheveldayoff right now. Yeah. I'd like to believe that Cheveldayoff is working his butt off to try and figure out what's going on with the Bufflin situation. But until you get something concrete and come out and say, yeah, he's playing, or no, he's not playing. And I know we don't want to push Buff. We don't want to, we're just trying to let him figure stuff. He'll let us know. Don't worry. He'll let us know. No, that is causing your team to be forced into a corner that it doesn't need to be in at this point.
Yeah.
If you can get $7 million back by saying Buff's taking the whole year off, take the $7 million.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, and like a lot of people are saying that they don't want to make a move. They don't want to trade someone up front to get something at the back. But they're not going to have a good year if they don't do something, if they don't move, get someone at the back that is legitimately NHL talent.
And so they're coming in against a team that they've consistently and regularly had poor games against in Calgary.
Yeah.
I think this is an absolute... I think Jets are 0-2 in Heritage Classics come after this weekend, and I think they're 0-2 in a big way.
Are they going to be 0-2 and not and still not have any goals?
Well, no, I think they can score, depending on who they start. If, it might be, if it's Cam Talbot, yeah, you got a chance. If David Riddick, maybe not.
He's had a good year.
But in saying that, though, the Jets don't play well against Calgary.
Yeah.
And going into Mosaic, I know they're going to be there on Friday. They're going to do their skate. They're going to get there on Saturday, do their skate, get ready for the nighttime game. But I don't see this turning out well for them. I don't. I know that Mosaic's been the fans in Regina are going to be out there. They're going to be loud. I know that there are fans coming from Alberta, fans coming from Winnipeg. There'll be a good mix of fans out there. I know the ice makers are out there working hard, trying to make things work well, and certainly get things going. But I feel like this is going to be a game where Calgary, a team who needs a shot in the arm, needs a big game out of a few players, finds their way back because they're going to be playing against a Jets team that seems to be reeling from their last, again, a 1-0 shootout win over Edmonton. Doesn't give me a lot of confidence in the way that this team is handling itself, especially when Edmonton seems to be in their own funk right now. But watching an LA team come in here and absolutely destroy you through 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And you escape with it only being down 2-1 should really tell you about the state of this franchise right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing the Jets have going for them right now is they're pretty much playing one good game, one bad game, one good game, one bad game. And that LA game wasn't very good, so tail of the tape shows that this could be a good game. But I mean, who knows? I mean, it's this game, this team is so unpredictable just based on the talent level that's on this team. That, you know, we got a good top six. We got a good, decent third line.
Do we, though?
I think we have a good top six.
I think we have a good top 4.5. And I'll say that only because Laine hasn't scored a goal in six games or whatever.
But he hasn't played bad.
Oh, no, I'm not saying they've played bad, but Laine hasn't scored a goal, which we need him to do.
Yeah.
Wheeler's been up and down the lineup, can't seem to find chemistry with anybody right now other than Laine on the power play. Has made all sorts of incredibly poor passes over the last few games.
That has been true, yeah.
Scheifele seems to be able to fit in well with Ehlers, but Ehlers gets moved around the lineup a lot. Yeah. Brian Little looks like he's lost out there on that second line. He's behind the play. Yeah. I mean, defensively, he's there and he's helping out defensively, but when the puck transitions up ice, he can't keep up with the Ehlers, can't keep up with the Connors.
Yeah.
Kyle Connor hasn't hit the net in four games. Like, legitimately hasn't hit the net in four games.
He scored last game, but...
But again...
Hit the net.
I mean, every blind squirrel finds an acorn. Like...
For sure.
He's got to start hitting at least putting pucks between the 6x4 posts that are out there.
And, I mean, that's been a lot of the Jets have had that issue, too, not hitting the net. That's why their shot totals have been so low.
Right, and this is what I'm saying, though, is that we're talking about shots now that are good shots, good looks, that aren't hitting the net.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many of those you get. It doesn't count for anything if you don't hit the net with it. Like, we have a good top six, in theory, if our top six would hit the net regularly.
Yeah. If our top six can play like they potentially can play, yes, we have a good top six.
I like that third line. If they keep that third line together, that third line generated was definitely a difference maker in that third period against LA.
Yeah.
Certainly did their jobs extremely well against LA. Pinned them in their zone for a couple minutes at least twice in that third period.
Yeah.
The fourth line, what's the point of even rolling them out?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but they're... I don't even know who played on that fourth line. They played so little on against LA.
Well, it would have been Gabriel Bourque, most likely. Matthew Perreault would have had to have been on that line.
Matthew Perreault probably was, but again, didn't really see a lot. Oh, and so
Mason Appleton, was he?
No, he. I think he sat. So it's probably Mark Letestu.
I thought Mark Letestu was hurt.
It could have been a hot dog vendor from section 215.
Who knows? Maybe Connor Hellebuck was the.
It could have been. But this is what I'm saying, though. Like, there's so many holes in this lineup right now that you're just going, please, somebody step up and be a hero tonight. And you can't expect that out of players in an 82-game season. You got to get some teamwork in there.
Yeah, for sure. Then that's been the Jets of the last few years, is they've played well as a team and have done it by committee. But I mean, and then you got your back end, who's got, you got two legitimate NHL defensemen on that back end, and other than that, you got,
well, and one of them's 18 and not playing.
Well, I'm going to say like Josh Morrissey and Neil Pionk have had decent starts this season. I'm going to say decent.
Pionk reminds me of, and again, not defensively, but Pionk reminds me of Toby Enstrom in front of the net, and that he just gets thrown around by bigger players.
Yeah, he's not big at all, but he's a good, again, like Toby Enstrom, a good puck mover.
Sure, yeah,
knows how to move the puck. Josh Morrissey
recovers well, has good speed coming back. Like I like Neil Pionk as a general third or fourth defenseman.
Yeah,
but he shouldn't be your number two.
No, and I mean, I think Josh Morrissey has made a lot of errors, but I think he feels like he's overcompensating, doing too much.
Yeah.
He's got to do too much. And then when you're relying on your 18-year-old to be your third best defenseman on the ice,
you're asking a lot.
You're asking a lot.
And again, this is where I go. Are you going to get, if you don't get out of October with a 500 record, you pretty much you're going to be in for a long season.
Yeah,
I hate to say it that way.
There's a few teams that you can already see up front. The only thing is that right now in that central is that the only team that's running away with it right now is Colorado. Everybody else is kind of just,
they're playing well.
Yeah, everybody else is kind of like in middle ground la la land. You know, there's a couple teams like Minnesota and Dallas who are terrible and have been terrible to start the season, but you got Chicago and you got St. Louis who's, you know, been mediocre, and the central's been very mediocre other than Colorado. So to come out 500 at October, I don't think it's over for them, but it doesn't look good.
Well, you're certainly making it harder on yourself in terms of getting anything going. Shift gears a little bit. Bison's coming up this weekend as well. If you're going to be around on Friday and Saturday, Bison men are at home against the UBC Thunderbirds. The women are out in Vancouver against the UBC Thunderbird ladies. Both teams not doing so poorly.
Bison men are 500 now.
500, 3-3. They have an overtime win in there as well. So I mean, they count points differently on the men's side than they do from the women's side. But handed Calgary their first loss.
Yep.
It was an overtime loss, but nonetheless a loss in terms of what's going on. So Calgary has 11 points. Alberta 10 points. Mount Royal 8. Manitoba tied with Lethbridge at 6 points right now. Good showing.
I think better than we thought.
Sure. UBC at 1-3 right now has 2 overtime losses, has 4 points. If you got to beat teams that are below you. That's the simplest way to describe it.
Yep.
Manitoba has to come in and try and take 2 off UBC this weekend. And UBC, again, good team, but certainly a chance for them to come in and make a difference for sure. So if Bison can pull off a couple wins this weekend and get 4 points out of that, huge for their season.
Yeah.
Huge. As they go into that sort of, is there a conference bye next week? Whatever it is. Bison men.
But confidence, just confidence, beating teams, right?
Not only the confidence, but just the fact that you're not chasing teams that you legitimately think you're better than. You're already ahead of them, which is great for Manitoba. Again, you're not hosting. Right now, if playoffs started today, Manitoba would host Lethbridge in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, and
hosting a playoff game for Manitoba would be a huge step to that program.
And right now, you're beating everyone. You know that you can beat everyone.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, maybe, you know, to go out there and have that confidence to go out and say, hey, we can beat everyone. We have beaten everyone.
I mean, you lost to Mount Royal, but you came back and won the next day. You lost to Calgary, came back the next day and won.
Yeah.
It's not like you're playing poorly. Lethbridge, same thing, lost and won. You're 500 right now because you're manning up on the second day.
Coming back. Yeah,
let's make it count now in terms of getting 4 points out there. So good for the men in terms of getting that going. Women's side, Manitoba's at 2-4 right now. Split last weekend against the Mount Royal Cougars. What was that last weekend? 2 weekends ago? Oh, sorry, Calgary Dinos. Split last weekend against Calgary Dinos. 1-2-0, then lost 2-1. Gaps opening up, though. Lethbridge is currently first place at 13 points. Lethbridge is just, that's a
surprise, eh?
That's just outstanding for them. Good for them on their program.
Doesn't that show that maybe that coaching change changed a lot?
Coaching change makes a huge difference, I'm going to say right now. Alberta and Calgary tied at second right now. They have 11 points each at 4-2-1. Let me clarify that. Because, again, Canada West in terms of the standings messes it all up. They are 3-2-1-0. So three win, three regulation wins, two regulation losses, an overtime win, and no overtime losses in terms of that coming up. Calgary has the same record. So good on Calgary. The weird part about that, though, Alberta at 20 goals, 4-6 against in their games to in terms of including those two losses. 20 goals for, 6 against. Calgary, exact same record, exact same point total, 10 goals for, 9 against.
Well, didn't Alberta score both those goals in one game?
14 in one weekend against UB. So, I mean, really, if you take those 14 goals away, they have 6 goals for and 5 against.
Yeah.
And all of those goals, an astounding... Here's the thing about Alberta right now. Don't take penalties against them.
They're good in the power play.
So their power play right now is clipping along. Let me just pull this up here by power play. Their power play right now clipping along at 42.3%. They've scored 11 goals on 26 opportunities right now.
That's Edmonton Oilers power play type of numbers right
That's
there.
That's ridiculous.
Not right now because they sucked the last couple games.
No, but that's fine.
Yeah,
But 11 for 26 right now on the power. 11 of their 20 goals have come with the man advantage.
Yeah, so don't take penalties.
Don't take penalties against them. It's the easiest thing to do.
You know, it's a typical.
Right.
Don't take penalties.
So Manitoba will go to UBC. UBC right now struggling a little bit as well in terms of their. Oh, I just closed it. I shouldn't have closed it, but. Struggling a little bit as well. They're just ahead of Manitoba in the standings, and this will be a good weekend for Manitoba to really see where they are. UBC got some younger players on the back end in terms of their defensive core, just like Manitoba does. We'll see if Manitoba can get things going. Again, the big concern right now for Manitoba, you got to find some scoring in that lineup. Emily Massey has got half of their 8 goals so far this season. She's got 4 on the season so far. Janae Buchanan's got another 2 of them. Emily Massey and I can't remember who scored the other one. Oh, Sheridan Oswald have the other goals for Manitoba. You got to get some scoring out of those rookies. Yeah. I know it's a big ask. I know they're playing hard. I know they're doing their jobs, but got to find the back of the net at
some
point.
We kind of figured that would be their issue this year,
We
right?
said that scoring was, especially after everybody graduated last year that were so good at the scoring level. And again, it's a transition. You got to get into it. You got to get used to it. You got to get things going. But you got to find some scoring at some point from those rookies this year. So should be an interesting weekend for that if we're looking at Bison women's hockey and Bison men's hockey. So get out to the Phlegm. Get down and see it. Hey, maybe you'll win one of those season passes. And guaranteed ticket Thursday, you can come down for free.
You get to go for free.
Come and see them for free. That would be awesome.
Just got to donate.
Pledge to UMFM. You have a chance to get in. $101.50 or more will get you the season passes to the Bisons. Again, if you want to pledge, a couple ways to do it. Definitely get in on the online action. That's umfm.com/donate. umfm.com/donate. You can get in using the phone number, 204-474-6610. And get your stuff in for that. And again, I'm not going to go over everything that we went over before. There's all sorts of incentives, all sorts of daily draws, all sorts of guaranteed ticket Thursday giveaways. Again, I'll run through those quickly because I think those are pretty awesome. But 2 sets of tickets to the Winnipeg Ice for the Lethbridge Hurricanes next Wednesday on October 30th. 1 set of 2 tickets to the Jay and Dan podcast recording at the Garrick Theater on Saturday, November 2nd. 2 sets of 2 tickets to go see Ariel Posen in concert on Wednesday, November 6th at the Westin Cultural Center. 1 set of 2 tickets to see the East Pointers in concert on Saturday, November 9th at the Westin Cultural Center. 2 sets of 2 tickets to go see the Concert for Sox featuring Attica Riots, Eflo, VC, and LOX on Friday, November 15th at the Westin Cultural Center. 1 set of 2 tickets to go see Close Talker in concert on Saturday, November 30th at the Goodwill Social Club. 2 sets of 2 tickets to go see the Winnipeg Ice play their arch rivals in the Brandon Wheat Kings on Tuesday, December 17th at Wayne Fleming Arena. 2 sets of 2 tickets to go see the Winnipeg Ice and the Brandon Wheat Kings on Saturday, December 28th, basically a week later, at Wayne Fleming Arena on the Frozen in Time Retro Night presented by Tim Hortons, where fans are encouraged to wear retro clothing to the game just like they're Frozen in Time. Get the leisure suit out. GM Jared better be in a leisure suit that night. No? Not going to happen? He's shaking his head no?
There's head shaking going on.
Come on, Jared. Where's the leisure? The brown and taupe leisure suit just like Ben Stiller wore and There's Something About Mary? Come on. Come on. That's you, man.
Not head shaking.
No. There's Something About Jared. That's what it's about right there.
That or he's got to wear one of the dresses from the girls from Frozen.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, frozen in time.
Right? Yeah, frozen in time. Yeah, somewhere. There you go. Yeah. We have
thumbs up.
There you go.
He's wearing a dress.
One set of two tickets to the Winnipeg Ice versus the Red Deer Rebels on Saturday, January 11th at Wayne Fleming Arena on Peyton Krebs Bobblehead Night.
Bobbleheads.
And finally, one set of two season passes to the Manitoba Bisons, like a Chinity Sport played by the Bisons this year. That includes men's basketball, women's basketball, men's volleyball, women's volleyball, men's hockey, and women's hockey.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to get in, if you're donating to our show, we'll toss you into the draw for one of three Bison sports prize packs consisting of a Hockey Canada toque, a Bison t-shirt, and a Bison's water bottle. For any pledge of $101.50 to our show directly, you're entered into a draw not only for the $75 stuff, but a draw for one of two sets of two tickets to go see the Jay and Dan podcast recording live at the Garrick Theater on November 2nd, 2019 as well.
So much.
Holy smokes, are we giving away the farm.
And that's not even everything.
And if we can, I know that it'll probably cause a few problems around here, but I know it's not nailed down. If we can, and you pledge, you know, I'm going to say $50. $50, we'll give you Jared's desk.
And everything on it. There's a lot on it.
You know what? I'll take some of the stuff off because it's going to be heavy to carry out here. Bring a truck. But Jared's desk is not nailed down. We'll give you Jared's desk.
Yeah, he's agreeing.
See, there you go.
He's got a head shake going.
That's all right.
He's agreeing.
Okay, we won't actually give you Jared's desk. He doesn't need that to work and
wow,
do some stuff. But,
does he? Yeah.
Kind of. Again, if you want to pledge, get your pledge money in if you can. Tonight, we are looking to break that $36,000 mark. We are currently at $33,699. $33,699. We are 2301, I guess. $2,300 away from breaking that, folks. Get your money in tonight.
Yeah.
To do that, pledge online again at umfm.com/donate. You can call us at 204-474-6610. Maybe you want us to call you. Email us, pledge@umfm.com. We will email you back, or we will call you back, and we'll complete the pledge process. And you can also come down and visit us all night, University of Manitoba, at room 310 on the third floor of University Center. We'd be happy to meet you, happy to show you around the campus studio here.
For sure. And if you're saying, hey, that's a lump sum of money that I can't afford right now, you can do pre-authorized credit card payments, monthly credit card payments.
Good call on that.
Yeah. So
totally never thought about that.
Yeah, so if you don't think you can get the cash together, the big lump sum of cash together right now, but you want to help out and do some monthly payments, we can set you up with that.
Again, $120 if you're going to pledge $120. Again, just a round number because it's easy to divide because I'm not, you know, it's a math thing.
Sure.
$120 is $10 a month.
$10 a month.
That's not bad.
It's nothing.
I mean, you can afford that. That's basically one week of coffee.
It's nothing. It's money.
But that's 1 week of coffee is going to work. Yeah. Like, you can afford that. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, you just make your own coffee for a month.
Oh, get the blinds out. GM Jared is going to try and hide this number now. Change the one in here first, then.
It's
change
only
the one
$33
in here.
Now. What happened?
Change the one in here if you don't want us to cheat like that. You see, following the plan now. Here we go. GM Jared coming up with new donation numbers for us. This is going to be awesome. We're 4 minutes away from the end of the show. Again, lots of stuff to give away. Check out Hockey Blogging Canada for more information on that. Check out umfm.com to see all the incentives that you can possibly win. And listen closely because Guaranteed Ticket Thursday is a big night for us here. Big night. Oh, look at that.
Nice. That's a nice number.
That is a big number now. 33,000. Jared, get your little rattle going there. You love the donation notification.
Hey!
Good shot of the curling rink. $33,880.50. $33,880.50.
Total in famous hockey sweaters?
Patrick Waugh, Eric Lindros, Marty Biron wore double zero. I don't think there's ever been a single zero. No, Neil Sheehy wore a single zero. And I'm trying to think of somebody for 50.
Some goalie wore 50.
Jose Theodore. There you go.
Hey!
Yep.
You didn't think I could do it? Didn't think I could do it, did you? If you want to go other numbers, 8 Randy Carlo, 80 for Nick Antropov. And then you got the rest of it as well.
Not Randy Carlisle.
Alex Ovechkin. Alex Ovechkin. Cam Neely. Alex Ovechkin. I can go with the number of them. I was trying to go local guys, though. Local guys, Jared.
Locals. Because we're a local radio station.
We keep an eye on the local local hockey teams as well.
Yeah.
So big number. Again, if you're looking right now, $32,880.50. If you're doing the math at home, that's $2,120. Well, $2,119.50. I wasn't going to include the cents in that, but
right.
$2,120 is what we need going through four shows left tonight that you can certainly get in on and break the $36,000. Help them out if you can.
For sure.
If you want to win the stuff here on the Hockey Show, you got to pledge. Phone in, pledge to the Hockey Show. We'll get you into the draws for all the other stuff we're doing. Beans, you got like 2 minutes left.
Man,
how are you feeling?
It was overwhelmed, but awesome.
It you know what?
It's a lot.
There was a lot of stuff here tonight.
If I was ever wanting to be overwhelmed, it would be because of the amount of prizes we have.
I'm going to say right now, people are going to be overwhelmed when they actually get the phone call and go, "You won all of this stuff.
You won everything."
Listen, bring a dump truck. You're going to need. You're going to need it to take home all your gear.
We truly appreciate.
Yeah.
Your donations, and it helps us run everything smoothly here. So.
For the people who have donated already, the $33,880.50, thank you. Thank you very much for your generosity, for your belief in what we do here, for your support in what we do here. You may remember that some of our previous pledge money went to things like a new transmitter, went to the new website. If you haven't been on the umfm.com website, go check it out. Obviously to some of the mobile units that we have as well. And obviously this year it's going towards our antenna, all the money going towards our capital projects, which we truly say thank you for, because we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing without that, additional sort of shot in the arm of money that we get from everybody during this week. So thank you. If you're still planning on donating, thank you for planning on donating. If you're kind of waffling and going, "I don't really know," do it.
Don't waffle, do it.
It feels good to do it, and you're helping out a great radio station do a lot more. And certainly we want to say thanks to you as well, for considering it. If you can't make a donation for whatever reason, financial reasons, whatever, still, thank you for your support and thank you for listening.
Even just calling and tell the people running the phones, you guys are doing a great job.
Phone in and just go, "You know what? Those guys on the Hockey Show, besides being handsome devils, they're pretty good guys."
They are handsome.
I was waiting for Jared to throw something at the window there, but I didn't see anything.
Well, he knows we're handsome.
Well, I know. That's the only reason he keeps us around half the time, eh? So
people wouldn't say that if they came down in person.
Skippy, don't be like
Ed,
that.
Come down in person and visit us, and
Skippy,
you make your own judgments.
We're going to get out of here right away. As you heard Skippy come into the booth there, that means we are out of time here on the Hockey Show for another week. Next week, Halloween show, folks. Halloween show.
I won't be there.
You won't be there.
Taking the kids out trick-or-treating.
I'm trying to get an interview lined up, so we'll see if we can get that done. So not to worry about that, Beans. We'll get everything going with that. Get out of here a little more ahead of the herd here. Ain't My Day on 101.5 UMFM. Stick around. Again, a great show coming up for Skippy on Free Range Radio. You don't want to miss that, folks. Here on 101.5, it's the UMFM Pledge Show. Happy to have you along, and thank you to everybody who's donated $33,880.50 to date as we get out of here for another night.